All right, councillors. Welcome to the extraordinary meeting of council held in the Berrigan Council Chambers on Wednesday, the 20th of January. This meeting is being live casted, so please refrain from any defamatory statements. Apologies and leave of absence, we don't have any. Declarations of items of procuring or other interest, do we have any? Visitors, we have our auditor, Mr. Brad Bowen, attending imminently. Item 4, confirmation of minutes. Recommendation that the minutes of the meeting held in the council chambers on Wednesday, the 16th of December 2020 be confirmed. Can I have a mover and a seconder? Councillor Bruce, second Councillor Morris. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you. Mayoral minute. Don't have any. Item 6, notice of motion. We don't have any. Can I get a councillor or councillors to that we suspend standing orders? Move that we suspend. He's not ready? Okay, well, we'll do 7.1 then. Financial accounts. Recommendation that the council receive the statement, bank reconciliation certificate and petty cash book made up to the 31st of December 2020. Confirm the accounts paid as warrant number 12/20 totaling $3,379,469.22. And note the report on the investments attached in Appendix 7.1/A. I have a mover and a seconder for that. Councillor Morris, second. Councillor Reynoldson. Any questions of the finance manager? No questions? Put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you.
Brad. No, we have Brad through that. Brad.
All right. All right.
We can turn it back. Oh.
7.2. Tokemoor pedestrian crossing.
Mr. Mayor, if I might, this recommendation was written on the premise that the council would be proceeding with the purchase of a new car parking area in Murray Street, Tokemoor. That sale has unfortunately fallen through. The vendor has withdrawn the properties from sale. So you might like to treat the recommendation accordingly.
Okay, so the recommendation from the council point of view is that review the Tokemoor pedestrian crossing located once a new car park on Murray Street is completed, which obviously we've just been told is not going to happen. And item 2 is request transport for New South Wales to carry out an education program for local schools in the Tokemoor Township with regarding pedestrian crossings. Do we have any alternative? Councillor Morris?
Mayor, could I move that we review the pedestrian crossing as soon as practicable and request New South Wales to transport New South Wales to carry out the education program as recommended?
Mm-hmm. Do we have a seconder for that recommendation? Councillor Jones? Anybody want to speak for the does the speaker want to speak for the recommendation, or does anyone want to speak against it? You can ask a question.
The original recommendation was that we were going to review the crossing once the new car park on Murray Street was completed. So I would like to have that crossing reviewed as soon as possible.
As a suggestion, could we have it the review done by a specific date?
Yeah, so that's as practical or as soon as possible. So that's at the direction of the director of technical services.
I don't know what specific date you have in mind, but
I'm suggesting that perhaps Councillor Morris might, instead of using the words insofar as practical, pick a particular date that it would be done by, not the date necessarily that it would be inspected, but a date that that would be done.
Let's just be mindful of the earlier conversation around the departure of some senior staff in under Matt's watch, so it's probably going to be something that's going to take some time to achieve. So maybe the practical is a good word, and the request for Transport New South Wales to carry out the education program can start as soon as school goes back, or that sort of point. Councillor?
We've lost the new parking facility. I think we need time to reassess, because we've only heard today that we've lost that, whether we might want to do the same thing somewhere else, which will affect this again as well.
Yeah, that's right.
We should give ourselves time to reassess whether we want to put more parking somewhere else or not, and then assess the pedestrian crossing after that.
So therefore, the recommendation that's been put is quite amicable to in that
that's
situation.
Right. Yep. I mean, I'm just looking for a longer term frame.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Time frame, sorry.
Yeah, all right.
To give us time.
All right. Anyone, any further questions of that recommendation? Yeah, okay. Okay, so if I divert to the Director of Technical Services and ask him what practically is his time frame for be able to do that?
I think the options remain in terms of the three options that we put up a while back for consideration at the S&P, and were to leave the crossing in its current location, to consider moving the crossing to a mid-block, and to consider removing the crossing in its entirety and not having a pedestrian crossing. Where the options, there are the options for the pedestrian crossing in question. With regard to a review, it's a case of how the council wish to proceed with that. Now, we were anticipating a significant change in traffic behaviour pending a new car park being developed in Tokemoor. Now, that is very freshly up in the air. And as Councillor Renson has mentioned, that we may wish to examine that parking issue somewhere else in Tokemoor. So I kind of need some, I will need some more direction in terms of what review you're expecting from this process, because the options will not change. There will still be the three options, but will the traffic behaviour change if we do something else, perhaps, and what knock-on effects? So,
what question, if you were to reduce the speed limit, would that be the best option?
We could consider reducing the speed limit via traffic committee. We can consider doing that outside of the pedestrian crossing, so we can do that through Transport for New South Wales, who are the authority over that, so we can ask them to consider that if council wish. We have done it in Finlay. We have had good feedback, but if council wish for me to engage Transport for New South Wales, let me know. I have contacted Transport for New South Wales about the education of the schools and using a pedestrian crossing, because I think that is one of the factors at play, is that the locals are not using the crossing correctly. When using a pedestrian crossing, you should stop, you should look at the car approaching, make eye contact with the driver, they acknowledge you that you're there, and then proceed to cross. It's not a people crossing the road looking down with their phones. It's not safe. You need to use there is that element too in this argument. So hopefully the education program component of this will help that messaging.
Okay, so in light of that information from the Director of Technical Services, does the mover or the seconder want to reconsider their point one of the recommendation?
No, I think it still stands as relevant, Mr. Mayor. I think the review of the situation around the crossing now, I think, you know, whatever takes place as far as that goes, I think I'm happy with it.
So I think if I heard the Director of Technical Services correctly, was that he was looking for some guidance around what we should do. He's presented the review and we have three options, and obviously the fourth one is changing the speed limit or sending to the traffic committee and a recommendation to alter the speed limit.
Well, I'd say the holding the speed limit would have to be one of the main resolutions you'd have to come up with at this stage, wouldn't it? I mean, the results you've had in Finlay, I think, have been fairly good. So to reduce the speed limit there, I think, and as well with your education program with the schools, I think that's the way to move forward.
So may I suggest some wording around that the council engage Transport for New South Wales to consider the reduction of the speed limit along Murray Street and the CBD area, and point two of the original recommendation remain, and that we reconsider the pedestrian crossing upon determining direction if we are to increase parking facilities in Tolkienmore.
Yep, I'm happy with that, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So with your respect, the original motion would cover all of that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Righto. Satisfied there now with that direction, Councillor Bruce, or understanding of the direction?
I think we've got a direction now after that discussion.
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
Clear what needs to be done, I think.
Yeah, okay. Cool. Mover, seconder. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you. 2019-2020 annual financial statements. Recommendation that the council, not having received any submissions in relation to its 2019-2020 annual financial statements and having considered the reports presented by the Audit Office of New South Wales, adopt the 2019-2020 annual statements and report on the conduct of the audit. Have a mover, Councillor Reynoldson, Councillor Taylor. Any comments? All those in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you. Not coming. 7-4.
The auditor's been unexpectedly called away to a medical emergency. Do you wish to talk to him later when he will be available, or do you just want to abandon that? And
well, knowing what emergency areas are like, I think we probably should abandon that.
Yeah.
Yep. He won't be in and out now. No.
Can you just ask Darren what we need to change here, if anything?
Looks
very good. Is this a closed meeting? Is there any reason we have the door shut?
No.
You want to shut down that other one, Matt?
All right, councillors, moving on. 7.4, local government rating reform. Recommendation that the council make a submission responding to the Office of Local Government's consultation paper on local government rating reform as per report below. Have a move and a seconder. Councillor Morris, Councillor Bodie, any comment?
Just a question. Conservation rate, that's just on. That'll be set by the council, or it's all. It'll be all conservation area. As just wondering, does that take in tree breaks? So will there be an opportunity for the rural community to dodge it into their rate base by claiming there's a conservation area on their farm?
I think you'll find they'll have to have some formalised arrangement. I think it's with local land services, isn't
Absolutely.
It, Laurie?
Yeah.
Before they can do that. So they have to have an agreement with local land services about what's actually been done on the land.
So what it's designed to do, it's where people are already exempt for rates, this will have them actually paying something. So if you're exempt because you've got a conservation agreement, this is saying, well, hang on, you're still getting some private benefits, so you should be paying at least something, but maybe not the full amount. So if you're already paying rates, you'll continue to pay the rates you're paying. Unless you actually get a conservation agreement that would normally make you exempt.
All right, no further questions. I put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried.
Did we have a move?
Yeah, we did.
Councillor Morris, Councillor Bodie.
Sorry.
7.5, Tokemoor Glider. We need to have a discussion around the Tokemoor Glider. Does anyone from the floor have a recommendation or some direction for council? Councillor Taylor.
Councillor Taylor, I recommend that it be returned to the owners of Sportavia. And my suggestion is if they, if it is to be returned to them, it would be on the basis that they would be responsible for it.
We have a recommendation there. We have a seconder.
Yeah, I'm
Councillor
happy to second it.
Glanville. Any discussion? Any contrary views to that?
Sorry,
Councillor Morris. Look, I'd personally like to see it in Ingarenna Park. To be honest, on the as we coming into town, I think it's something that people need to see as they're driving past to create a bit of interest into the centre of the town, but. Obviously, it's a fair, reasonable hike out to the museum and the Sportavia areas, but I'd like to see it at the entrance into the town.
So just are you moving an amendment or?
No, he's just made comments.
Just
start
a comment.
With.
A comment.
A comment.
Councillor Bodie, you had a comment.
Yes, one wonders whether there might be some repercussions from the community. To put it on a private land, and accepting that's where it started from anyway. The other issue is, do we consult with the operator of the new Tokemoor Air Museum as to whether it's an advantage for them to have it? Or in fact, do we ask the community whether they do want it in Ingarenna Park? As we're making the decision to put it on private land, albeit that it goes back to Sportavia where it started. But we're taking it out of the realms of the community control and anything else, which has got its good bits, but it's also got its challenges.
I'd like to refute some of the comments here. Sportavia is the original home of the glider. I don't think that's right. It might have come from there. It was donated by the Riley family and erected by the Riley family. And it says, past volunteers and gliding enthusiasts from Sportavia contributed to the building of the VIC building. I don't think that was the case either. So number three, the glider was dedicated to Ingarenna, who supports the relocation. Well, I don't know he must have said he'd report the support the relocation of Sportavia, but it, we've already got a park under his name, so I would have thought that would have been a better spot for it. So, yeah.
Mr. Mayor, if I may, the glider did have a plaque dedicating it to Ingo Renner.
Yeah, yeah. So we've got a park with his name, so shouldn't it go?
No, no. A plaque was at the glider, yeah, dedicating it to Ingo Renner.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I just like Councillor Barry's idea. We just build a museum to house our aviation history in Tokemoor. And I thought, believe gliding is a strong part of that. And I think we perhaps should be talking to the manager of the museum to see whether they see it as an asset there, because it seems to me logically that's where you'd go and view it, along with all the other histories. So I think there's a fair strong case to take to the new museum, actually.
I just wonder if a glider is appropriate for a historical air museum.
The air museum, from what I understand, is not a museum 100% dedicated to the term between 1941 and 1960. Yeah. It encompasses the history of Tokemoor's airfield from the first landing in 1918, when it was a paddock, and to the present day. So it encompasses the story of the entire history of the airfield.
Right.
And in that instance, gliding certainly for probably 35, 40 years fits into that story. So it's not, I don't think it's inappropriate spot to be, but it would be reasonable, I think, to consult with the
family opinions.
Tokemoor Museum rather than just give it to a private operator on private land.
Well, maybe we should be leaving it to have a conversation. Matt?
Yes.
Henderson. And Sportavia.
Just regarding, you're quite entitled to place it anywhere on that site.
Mm.
If that's what you want to do. The Hendersons will only lease the building, the internals of the building.
So we have a recommendation that it be given to Sportavia. What was it given to Sportavia? And that they're responsible for its future. Unless I'm happy to put that recommendation, and if it lapses, then I'm happy to take another recommendation. So I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against?
Sorry.
Now the motion's that's lost. I'm happy to take a secondary recommendation if somebody would like to move on.
Could I move that the decision on the location of the Tokemoor glider be as a result of a consultation with the Tokemoor Museum operator, potential operator, and on the basis of that opinion that we should perhaps consult the Tokemoor community if that fails. Does that make any sense?
It does. In a roundabout way. Do we have a seconder for that?
Yeah, I'll second that.
Councillor Morris? So the understanding of that recommendation is that we have some conversation with the manager or the leasee of the aerodrome museum. And if they're not interested in it, then we go back to the community and we ask whether or not they would like it in Inri Reno Park or Sportavia.
That's not actually.
That's what I said, didn't I?
No.
Oh, okay. Righto.
So regardless of what they tell you, you're still going to consult them.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Right. All right, so we have a mover, we have a seconder. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour?
There, okay.
Against? Carried. Thank you. 7-6.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to withdraw that motion or recommendation. That sale has now fallen through and there's no need to proceed with the classification of that land.
Okay, so 7.6 has been withdrawn. 7-7, informal traffic between Drilldrey Street North and Baruga Street North, Tokemoor. We're looking for some direction from the floor again. Has anybody got a recommendation they'd like to move?
I'd like to move that, subject to funds being available, that track be sealed as soon as possible. Is that
they put into future works programs, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Be constructed, I think you said.
Have a seconder? Is that you, Councillor Bodie? Second? Yep. Okay. Any further comment?
So, Mr. Mayor, Councillor Morris, the recommendation or the motion, as I see it, is that it be amended for the budget, next year's budget, and included in that budget for the
capital works.
Capital works, excellent. No, that's fine.
That's not actually what it means at all. What it means is you'll put it in your budget for consideration.
For consideration.
You will make a choice then whether you choose to fund it or not, and when you choose to fund it.
All right, we have the recommendation.
Did we seal it?
Up to availability of the funds, the track be constructed.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, all those in favour? Against? Carried, thank you. 7.8. Transport for New South Wales block grant. Recommendation that the Council enter into Regional Roads Recovery Block Grant 2020-2021 with Transport New South Wales. Have a mover and a seconder. Councillor Glanville seconded. Councillor Taylor. Any comments? Put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Gary, thank you. Transport Asset Management Plan 2020. Sorry? Yep. You'd like to make a comment?
Yeah, it was just about making a complaint to them about the indexing. Send them a letter. I'm agreeing with it, but just say for future reference, I'd like to think it was indexed. How you want to word, you know, it's just our dissatisfaction that indexing, we don't want to encourage it not to be indexed. Understand what I'm saying?
Yep. Is the mover and a seconder happy for that to be added to that recommendation?
Yes.
All those in favour? Against? Carried, thank you. Transport 7.9, Transport Asset Management Plan 2020 and Infrastructure Risk Management Plan Transport 2020. Recommendation that the Council adopt the Transport Asset Management Plan 2020 and the Associated Infrastructure Risk Management Plan Transport 2020, Appendices 7.9-A and 7.9-B, as the key documents to guide future planning and development of transport assets within the Berrigan Shire. We have a mover and a seconder. Councillor Taylor, second. Councillor Morris. All those in favour? Against? Carried, thank you. 7.10, Stormwater Management Asset Plan 2020 and Infrastructure Risk Management Plan Stormwater 2020. Recommendation that the Council adopt the Stormwater Asset Management Plan 2020 and the Associated Infrastructure Risk Management Plan Stormwater 2020, Appendices 7.10-A and 7.10-B, as the key documents to guide future planning and development of stormwater assets within the Berrigan Shire. We have a mover and a seconder. Councillor Reynoldson, second. Councillor Bodie. Any discussion? Put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Thank you. Seven 11, Sewerage System Asset Management Plan 2018 and Core Infrastructure Risk Management Plan Sewer 2018. Recommendation that the Council adopt the Sewerage System Asset Management Plan 2018 and Associated Infrastructure Risk Management Plan Sewer 2018. appendices 7.11-A, 7.11-B, as key documents to guide the future planning of the development of sewage system assets within Berwickshire. Move and a second that. Councillor Taylor, second Councillor Glanville. All those in favour? Against? Carried. 7.12, loan, National Bank, Australia, Bruger Water Treatment Plant. The recommendation that the council accept the loan from the National Bank Limited to the amount of $4 million on a fixed term for 10 years, associate the borrowing funds and assign the corresponding debt to the council's water fund, and execute the loan agreement through application of council's common seal. Moving a second to Councillor Bodie, second Councillor Taylor. Any comment or questions? All those in favour? Against? That's carried. 7.13, suspension of alcohol-free zone, Chandler Street, Berrigan. Recommendation that the council, subject to police approval and development consent being given, suspend the alcohol-free zone for the area closed to traffic on Chandler Street, Berrigan from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. on Friday, the 26th of March 2021, in accordance with Section 645 of the Local Government Act 1993. Councillor Reynoldson, Councillor Taylor, all those in favour? Against? Carried. OLG infrastructure grants. Direction of council is sought. Anybody like to move a recommendation from floor around this fund?
Do you want specific items that we want to apply for?
What's been previously discussed with Councillor Jones was, I think, in the main, the WAF walk bridges could be submitted, and whether you've got any other ideas.
Or we just leave it.
The only other one up there is the outstanding one, is the Bruger Netball Courts, I suppose. That's the only one that could fit in there somewhere, I guess, but I don't know where that is as far as a project at present. But
I think, Matt Hanson, Director of Corporate Services. My understanding is I'm still waiting on a clear direction from the Recreation Reserve Committee as to where those netball courts will be located. One other clarification is we can only lodge one application per round, so we can't put two in. Yep. So if we're going to choose a second one, we need to drop one out, which is fine. We can do that too.
So, Councillor Taylor, so in relation to this particular round, despite there are four categories, mm-hmm. you can only make one application, is that right?
That's correct.
There's only one in that. And that's why we've, in relation to the WAF walk, we're actually ready to go, is that right? Okay. Well, I'd like to move that we put in an application to for funding for the WAF walk at Tuckmore.
I'll second that, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Morris? Second? Any further comment?
Just a query. Have we got any potential to get, like this is a one for one, is there potential at some stage to get a grant that's, because, you know, that'll be fully subsidised? I'm just saying, is it that type of program? That's the only disadvantage I can see. And if we, you know, we turn around in 6 months' time, we could have got it for nothing. Well,
so if
you don't know,
so how long's a piece of string? If there's another round of something like local roads, community infrastructure, potentially, but yeah, it's hard to tell.
Fair enough.
We'll tick off another thing that we're successful.
So the time frame of this is about the 20th of February, is it? 22nd of February to put them in. So you've got to have a plan. You can't just pick something out of the air and say, you know, well, we'd like to do this without a specific plan.
You do not have to have a specific plan. It will certainly enhance your application.
Yeah.
And I would find it somewhat difficult to think that we were going to lodge a grant application for something we didn't know what it was going to cost.
I know. You know, I was talking to Councillor Bodie yesterday, and the men's shed had liked to do an addition to the shed, but we haven't got a plan yet. So if we had plans drawn and a applied for a grant, it might be $20,000 or something like that. So, yeah. Mm. So we'd have to come up with a plan first.
If I could, yeah,
a drawing, I mean, yeah, not a not an idea.
Bearing in mind what the Director of Corporate Services told you, you may only make one application, I would suggest you.
All right, all those in favour? Against, carried, thank you. 7.15, better Building Better Regions Fund. Again, the direction of councillor's thought. Do we have any recommendations there? On
it would seem that that the only one that's sort of in the planning and got a possibility is the amphitheatre and the fishing platforms, which have a plan at the moment and a sound basis on which to put an application in. That application for that rather than another idea, and it is more work we need to do at the corporate workshop to further our ability to apply for some of these grants.
All the recommendations, okay. So Councillor Bodie's moved that we submit an application for the Tokemoor Foreshore Amphitheatre and Fishing Station. We've got a seconder. Councillor Reynoldson. Any further comment? All those in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you. 7.16, closure of the National of the NAB transaction account. So the recommendation is that the council close the NAB transaction account. Hashtag 50-954-1619. Councillor Morris, Councillor Reynoldson, all those in favour? Against, carried, thank you. Items for noting, 8.1 to 8.6 inclusive. Can I have a mover and a seconder? Councillor Britt Jones, second Councillor Taylor. Going through them individually. General Manager, 8.1, the General Manager's half yearly performance review, which will be done at the next council meeting. 8.2, funding agreement, Murray Regional Tourism. Any comment? No. 8.3, Riverina Murray Joint Organisation Minutes. Any comment? 8.4, Finley Sale Yards Upgrade. Any comment? 8.5, Rates and Collections Outstanding Debtors, second quarter 2020-21. 8.6, development determinations for the month of December 2020. I put the recommendation, the items are noting, 8.1, 8.6 inclusive, all those in favour? Against, carried, thank you. Item 9, committees, local traffic committee, recommendation that the council adopt the following recommendations in the traffic committee held on the 17th of December. Agree to install no parking signs on both sides of Birkinshaw Street, Baruga, from the intersection of the golf course road to the sporties entrance to stop vehicles parking on both sides of the street. Agree to install 15-minute only parking signs in front of 239 to 241 Murray Street, Finlay, to allow for parents to drop off and pick up their children from the Finlay Early Learning Centre. And agree to approve the temporary road closure in Anzac Avenue, west of Crowley Street, Tokemoor, between the hours of 6 a.m. and 2 p.m. on the following date, 2020, to ensure the sufficient market stall space at Tokemoor Foreshore Markets, which is 2nd of January, 9th of January, 23rd of January, 6th of March, 4th of April, 8th of May, and 5th of June. Someone like to move that? Councillor Morris, Councillor Bodie, put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 10, Mayor's report. Obviously, it's been pretty quiet over the period of January and late in December. We had a focus group meeting in Baruga, where we invited some operators from caravan parks, real estate, the golf club, the bowling, the Tokemoor Golf and Bowling Club, Baruga Sporties. There was some representation from the building industry, and the focus was around the border impacts of the border closure over the new year period and trying to find some direction going forward. I didn't get to attend the meeting the day after with Susan Lee, but I believe it was well attended, and Merrin's got some feedback. And I think she emailed that out to us, that feedback. Did she? I'm pretty sure she did, or she's going to. Yeah. Anyway, it was pretty devastating impacts to our tourism and hospitality industry, especially along the river, due to the border closures. And, you know, the confidence that our accommodation providers are looking for going forward is something that obviously both state and federal governments need to show areas like ours, especially, you know, that are governed by two states, that decisions won't be made on a whim or ad hoc when we do have minor outbreaks in our capital cities, because the impacts are severe in that instance. Going from 100% occupancy to 0% occupancy, and the probably bigger problem in some of those instances were that usually when those people leave the accommodation providers, they rebook. Well, a lot of that wasn't happening as well. So there's going to be some challenges out there for our tourism operators and accommodation providers. However, as I said, if we can get some more confidence from the state, both state governments, I'm sure that, and now that we're in the green zone and Victoria can come back, we look forward to some of our visitors from the south returning. That's about all that that I've attended during the Christmas break, but obviously the border closures and keeping an eye on some of the information from the cross-border commissioners has been relevant, and let's just hope that these border crossings don't get shut again like they did on New Year's Eve. Somebody like to move that, please? Councillor Bodie, Councillor Taylor, all those in favour, against? Carried, thank you. Going around the room, Councillor Bodie.
Yeah, well, because of all the border closing and everything else, same sort of deal. It's hassled everything. It's probably tied our hands as in attending many things and having any sort of positive actions in some of that. It took the wind out of everybody's sails, I think, when the world ran off from Tokemoor, certainly, and from the rest of New South Wales. But, yeah, it's been pretty quiet.
Councillor Taylor?
Nothing.
Councillor Morris?
No, nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Reynoldson? Councillor Reynoldson?
Zoom meeting with the MDBA pilot program yesterday, so that's just progressing. I think we've still got another 12 meetings, I think. So I don't know where it's going yet, but hopefully something will come out of it.
Councillor Glanville?
Nothing.
Councillor Jones?
Well, I talked to the Murray-Darling Association yesterday about the possible meeting with the Yorta people in Australia. They haven't been able to organise the time yet, but they think it might be the 18th of February. So you weren't at the meeting when we discussed it, the one in Yarrawonga, in Moab.
I'm not on that anymore. This is Murray-Darling Basin, not the
MDA.
Oh,
I thought you meant, yeah, the association.
So this is different one.
So you attended that meeting yesterday,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah,
okay, yeah.
It, Mawaila, the association meeting.
Yeah, actually, so did I.
So the Yorta meeting will probably come up in the next month.
Yep. Councillor Bruce?
Yeah, I just, as the Mayor alluded to, Susan Lever issues, which they contacted their office contacted me and organised the venue. Yeah, it was well attended by the business community, moteliers, etc. The two issues that really came out was JobKeeper. For those who have traded well in the last quarter and have now lost the JobKeeper, so they're back where they were. One of the major employers, or the biggest employer in Bruga, has going to have a real impact on keeping staff. So that's one thing they asked to try and get reinstated. And some sort of support for businesses for the loss of income they've had by the closure. You know, whether I see today they're looking more, perhaps the federal government looking at that, where Susan's visit probably was pretty appropriate. The other thing was just somehow got to get people back, you know, got to have some sort of a campaign to get people back into the along the border, on the New South Wales especially. The other one is just the focus meeting I attended, the mayor's already spoken about. Not sure where that'll go, but.
Any business arising, Councillor Bruce?
Yeah, just following on the item there about the land sale that didn't go through. Between Christmas and New Year, I was contacted by a business person from Togamore, actually in regards to the hardware store, and I was just wondering whether there's been a conversation going on that might have brought us to where we are now, actually. This particular gentleman was very concerned that there's a lack of that type of hardware store now in Togamore, and he sort of was identifying that building as a reinstatement of a similar type business that used to be there. So I just wonder whether that's been, had something to do with what's occurred, but I'm only assuming. But all I know, I was contacted and asked, well, had we sold? And I said, well, as far as I was aware, it had been sold, but quite, I wasn't quite right there. But yeah, it was just interesting discussion I had with him, and to see what's occurred now is rather interesting, actually. The other one was a question to Laurie. I understand there's a land claim being put in along the Murray River on the New South Wales side, a small parcel of land right along the river, an Aboriginal land claim which will prevent people from actually accessing the water. I was contacted some weeks ago now by a person who's wanting to put a pump. He's got a license to pump water, but now he can't put the pipeline through the claim area to access the river.
Do we have some title details or property owners?
I do know the person, but I won't declare who it was right now. But I'm just asking questions. Do you know anything about it?
Not that particular one. No.
Well, apparently, it's what I was told, is put it right along the river now. Some type of claim for a parcel of land, a strip of land along the river on the New South Wales side. That's what he was told me, and I have got to follow it up with you, actually.
I haven't received any information regarding this.
No, okay.
Councillor Jones, got any business arising? No. Councillor Glanville? Councillor Reynoldson? Councillor Morris?
Just one item I had to discuss a little bit was the Bruger Cemetery, like that letter we received. I know there's been some works going on there. Anyone actually go in and drive over the grave sites, or was it works crews that are doing the footpaths now through it?
Can be a variety of things. Could be another funeral for the funeral vehicles being in there. I know the request was made to close off the cemetery to traffic, but that's just not feasible. If my elderly mother wants to go down and see her husband in the grave, I've got to drive her
into the cemetery. Yeah, exactly.
We did advertise people not do that where possible.
Were they contacted all the family, or was that?
No, I don't believe.
No.
I can't comment on it. Like the lady in question, not the lady that wrote the letter, but the other lady that's mentioned that letter, had discussions with a member of the cemetery slash committee on site. I went and inspected the site. It's all been back in place. You wouldn't know it'd been touched. There was no evidence to me of people driving over some days later, but I did do it the day you got that email that you got. It's all back in place. Apparently the headstone had been moved by, I don't know how you'd move them because they're pretty heavy. Driving over them wouldn't move them, so I don't know really how it might have got misplaced, but certainly back in place, and I could see no damage at all. So it just so happens to be on the end of the line, the last, so it could have got accidentally knocked, but I'm sure it wasn't malicious. It's just, it's all back in order anyway, and the lady has been spoken to, or just happened that two people were at the same time, and discussion was had. So I don't think we can do much more, really.
Anything further?
No, nothing further, thank you.
Oh, look, I'm not sure whether, because I don't know whether it's come before us, but with the Murray Park or the...
Car park.
No, no, the little park that we're
the other car park.
Oh, yeah, okay. I get it now. Just a couple of queries. The plan looks great, but there has been raised, and there's a large concrete slab there that we understand is historically is fairly thick, and the question was, has it been investigated whether that might be utilised as opposed to simply ripping it up, which might be significant cost? That's the first question. The second question is that in the shelter that we've got on the plan that I have seen, it seems to be a fairly basic steel shelter, and we wondered whether we could get something that's sort of the quality of construction that we have at the Baruga Adventure Park. And a third question I had is, since one of the ideas or the, I think the motives behind doing this is to try and, in a sense, capture some of the traffic through, whether there's possibility to have some sort of Wi-Fi facility which might be attractive to people that know it's there to stop and use the... So they're the three queries I have.
Okay. In relation to the concrete slab, you've got an adopted plan already out on public exhibition, which suggests the slab. I've never known a slab to have really historic value. I've got to agree. All I think it's going to do, if you want to do that, you're going to have to go back to the start and do your plans again. You've got to have it finished by the end of June, and you've already ordered all the furniture, etc.
Yeah, no. The question about this slab is that historically, apparently, it was built for tractors, so it may be a more significant task than you think to get rid of it, and whether there was the option to use it. If the question is, no, we can't do that because we've got issues with our plan, or alternatively, we just don't have enough time to do that, then that's okay, but I wanted to ask the question.
All of the above.
Okay.
So the second point there.
About the shelter.
So the shelter's designed to be a little bit more, instead of being so much like Baruga, it's a bit more like we have over at Apex Park, where it's a shelter with some arbor stuff around it. We'll eventually have a leaf canopy. If you want to go upscale, so to speak, we might just need to think about what we can do there. But we could. It's a matter of cost, I guess.
Well, look, I was just so impressed with what we did at Baruga. And I think also it'll be attractive for people to stop, particularly if it's a hot day. I think the way it's constructed, it'll be much more pleasant for people to stop and be there.
That's the idea with the
arbour.
With the arbour, that if you see at Apex Park, the idea is, yeah, the shelter is pretty basic, but it has arbour around it, which provides shade coming from the predominant direction of the sun.
Yeah, I did have a look at it. Didn't probably...
The photo they've shown here in the plan is pretty much just a square, but they don't show what's actually going to be built, the arbour that's going to be built around it. You can see it on the main you don't see a photo of the concept. The concept is very much more like what you see out at Apex.
Well, maybe I should go and have another look at that. But
yeah, but yeah.
And that's pretty popular.
Hmm. Yeah.
And the third point?
Wi-Fi,
yeah.
You can have Wi-Fi.
Well, I just think we want to find reasons that people stop. Hmm. If people know that they can get Wi-Fi there, well then that might stop a few more people.
That wouldn't be a significant cost, would it?
No, it's not. Before you do it, though, I would just consult the chamber. Like, shops use Wi-Fi as an attraction to get people in there. Shops.
Yeah.
I don't know that Finlay Bakery's got Wi-Fi.
I don't think any of them have got it.
I don't know. No. That's what I'm saying. Maybe it might be useful.
Yeah,
they
will.
You want us to do that?
Yeah. Ask the chamber and recommend that we put Wi-Fi in there. All right. Anything else? Councillor Bodie.
Just got a question about the status of the house and the subdivision in Light Place. Where is that up to?
Still waiting for the plan of subdivision to come from the surveyor.
Okay. That's it.
Okay. Matt, nothing? Laurie, you got anything?
Just one thing. Discussion with a representative from Strawberry Fields, who advised they've been successful in obtaining a substantial grant to undertake a one-day event in October in Tokemoor, foreshore, which will be done in conjunction with council. I believe Marin and Joe are working towards that. That'll be a free one, just a one-day event. And there'll be another one at their site about 6 months later, I think, which will only be a one-day event, but it will be a... yeah, they'll charge you to go in. So it'll be a different theme to the one at the foreshore.
Yeah, well,
they have asked for council support with closing the road, like they sometimes do for other events, lifting the alcohol-free zone, things like that. Mm-hmm. Asking whether they require a DA. I don't believe they do. They do need an approval under Section 68 of the Local Government Act because it'll be something on community land. It's pretty straightforward.
But yep.
I'm pretty sure that council would be able to support that.
And did I see that they're looking to change their date for their annual festival? Did that come up somewhere?
I haven't heard.
I'm sure I've seen that on Facebook, that they were going to look to go early rather than that, usually held in
November.
I reckon they were going to bring it back a bit earlier. Anyway.
I haven't heard.
That might be an advantage because then you mightn't catch all the harvest traffic that you have.
And the fire stuff.
Pretty sure I've seen that, but anyway. Anything else, Laurie?
No.
Matt, Director of Corporate Services?
Yep.
Rowan?
Yeah, I've got a couple.
Yep.
I need an MC for Australia Day.
Haven't we got one?
Yeah, I was actually thinking of doing it. I think Michelle was going to.
He's pulled out.
Michelle who? When did that change? I don't know.
I had a call the other day from Jaggers.
Yeah, okay.
I'll come back to the car park, but I recently had a meeting with the owners of the land over which you wanted to exercise a option for the first right of refusal. That might still be possible, although not on the land you envisage. They, given the volume of the harvest this year, they're reviewing what land they might operate their own business. If that's available now, that would be more than the end of that land rather than the southern. Visaging. I am meeting with a local estate agent tomorrow to get some new rent assessments done on the new building at the foreshore, given the change configuration and that fact you've now got four tenancies instead of three, but we do now, I think, that we've got a bit of clear air where we can do something about trapping. So that's just for information. In terms of car parking,
it is near.
These are the parcels of land that you thought you were acquiring.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when that matter was being explored, it was put to me that had the council considered here, and the agent dealing with the sale of the other land contacted the owners of those properties whether they would be available to purchase and thus would be an alternative to car parking. Now, the owner of these owners of these three properties would entertain a sale. However, this owner would not be the owner of the supermarket, which more or less in my mind ruled that out because you couldn't connect the car park. One of the options I have asked the real estate agent to explore is, would the owner of that land be prepared to in effect swap it, some adjustment, for some land on this side of this car park, which would then allow you to purchase those properties and still do some car parking there. Now, I don't know whether you're interested in that or not, but it'd be useful if you told me if you thought that was an option worth exploring.
Let's try.
So if I just clarify that, Rowan, what you're thinking is the land towards Deniliquin Street out of Lot 9, you would acquire a part of it, which would then give you sort of a drive access? Or
No, I would want to acquire it all.
Okay.
But you would give him some land over here somewhere.
You do a swap.
And do some form of swap with a cash adjustment. That's a bit of like a car park. Got a house in it. Yeah, I assume you probably move the shed on.
Okay.
So what's on 9? Is a house on it?
Yes. And a shed. The owner of that rents the house and uses the shed for storage for his business.
So you're saying that we own the car park
here,
and we could give him equivalent to that at the front of it?
Side of it.
Yeah. Okay. How does that work?
That enabled him to take his loading.
It's a bit of a schmozzle, really. Because that business does not have an unloading area, and it's a schmozzle of trucks parking and non-access, interrupted access, everything else. I don't know what how that could be solved, but it's not really an ideal situation as it is.
No, that's right. And I guess that's the history of your main street, if you know.
Yeah, okay.
That's the way it's developed. And
can I ask a question of, with regard to our sale that has been decided that it's not proceeding, is it done and dusted, finished, or?
That's my understanding.
Okay.
Never know.
It's a pity.
Yeah.
Not bad.
No, well, we've identified that we're creating more activity, and there's more activity created around that area. We're going to be looking for some car parking at some stage. So, exploring that option is something that I think we need to do.
If you bought those three lots, say when it was originally put to me, it was in fact these three lots, but it was only about the same price. This land in case. Sort of could break by.
Yeah, right.
This lot owner,
sure. Of course he will, but
then we had previously discussed when we were talking about these three lots, 9, 10...
Compulsory.
9, 11 and 13. When we were talking about those, we also discussed compulsory acquisition. Does that apply for those three lots, or does it apply for the two lots on the western side of the car park?
You could do that, certainly.
Is that something that we should look at?
Well,
I don't know.
I just...
if all else fails.
Yeah. I just wonder whether that's something you should be.
It wouldn't be a very good look.
I don't know the connotations at all of that, but I just asked the question because we did discuss compulsory acquisition in that story.
I would very much say that as your last.
Just a question, Ryan. Obviously, we're looking at that particular area. Are there any other areas?
No, this is where you need to be.
What about, didn't we own 57 to 67, don't we own a part of that?
Sorry?
On this other side here, down on the corner.
It's a park. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we own a park. Can't we turn that into a car park and put a park somewhere else?
Yeah, have you ever inquired the wrath of the CWA?
I'm not trying to make your job. I'm not here to make your job easy.
A paradise.
I'm just saying we don't have to.
Like, you could go over here.
Yeah.
If you were game enough to take that on.
Is that been suggested?
It's also in the wrong place.
Yeah.
This is where you need to be because it services not only this, but it services to an extent over here.
Yeah. Anyway, if you can line the stars up, I've got no problem with it.
Had them lined up.
I've taken the liberty of asking the SA agent to have a discussion with the owner of this lot about a potential swap. Anyway, all right. So you're not uncomfortable.
No. All right. I don't have anything further. I don't have anything. Close the meeting.
Can I suggest you don't close it? You adjourn it.
Okay. Yes. Good idea.
You may want to move a mere minute after you've had your next discussion.
Somebody move that we adjourn the meeting. Councillor Glanville, second. Councillor Morrison, all those in favour, against, carried. Thank
you. Morrison.
Sorry.
Let's go, Mo.
Can somebody just move that we resume the council meeting, please?
We only adjourn,
so. Okay, all right. Okay, so resuming council meeting at 1 o'clock or 1 p.m. And a mayoral, I'd like to move a mayoral minute that we begin the process to engage Steve Blackadder to recruit new CEO General Manager, negotiate with the GM General Manager Rowan Perkins for an early release of his contract from the 16th of April 2021 and convene an extraordinary meeting after the strategy and policy meeting on the 3rd of February to engage Steve Blackadder and Associates to start the process of recruiting a new CEO General Manager straight away. Thank you. Meeting closed.
Doesn't need a second. Still got a vote on
it. Yeah, all those in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you. Meeting closed at 1:01. Thank you.